going, so here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast up here, letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he hear. The break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams. Information for all.
This morning, someone may be in the same position as me, returning back to work. Thumbs up to you and me. Live this morning on this May 29th, 2019, Between the Ropes Radio is back. That is, of course, is something that is sweet, just like my live guest, a champion making her first wrestling podcast appearance. This sweetheart, of course, will leave her mark from Chicago Style Wrestling, my live guest, Miss Kate. Miss Kate, how are you this morning?
I'm not bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's like I just said, hey, this is the return episode of Between the Ropes Radio, and what episode to do this is by having you on. It's an honor.
Aw, shucks. It's an honor to be on. I appreciate you having me on.
It's just absolutely no problem at all. And, of course, the first thing I'm sure, I don't know if your fans are aware of this, this is your, like I said, your first ever podcast, right?
Yeah, sure is. First one ever, so we're gonna make it a good one.
Like I said, we're gonna make it a good one. Like I said, we were talking before the show came on. I've been on since April. Like I said, we're gonna knock this thing out of the park, and we both had to, you know, especially for me, of course, kick the dust off and let's get this party jumping. Mm-hmm. So, if you're ready for interview time, you ready to light this baby up?
Oh, I'm ready. And just a heads up, I'm apologizing ahead of time. I know I'm from Chicago, so I'm already nasally. But the pollen's really bad, and apparently I'm developing allergies, so I'm extra nasally. So I'm just saying sorry now ahead of time. So,
well, you know, Miss Kate, that's not a problem at all. Like I said, the spotlight is on you. This morning is all about you. Everybody wants to know what the champion is up to, what's on your schedule coming up, because I know, of course, being a champion, you got to defend your belt. Everybody's after you. We will talk about that on this episode of Between the Ropes Radio. And like I said before, your boy Ty Ashbury is back making his return this, of course, Wednesday morning. Now, Mr. Kate, I want to ask you, of course, I'm going to guess that you're not tired this morning because you're on, you know, Between the Ropes Radio, and I'm sure I'm talking right about that. I mean, you're on the show. I mean, how's it feel?
It feels pretty cool. I'm used to being up this early. I'm always up early. It's weird. I only have, like, 4 hours of sleep a night, which probably isn't healthy, but I have my coffee. As long as I get my coffee in the morning, I can just get everything rolling, so I like it. I like being up during the day.
And then, you know, when the coffee's in you, like I said, you get hyper, you get excited, you're energized, and that's a really beneficial way for you to get ready for Between the Ropes Radio on your first podcast. And, of course, the first appearance, you being on here since April, since the last time I've done the show. Now, the biggest thing I want to talk to you about, we all want to talk about, being the CSW Women's Champion, of course, how did it feel to actually, you know, rest over the holiday? Did you have to defend the belt, or I'm sure even if you didn't, you wanted to fight anybody because that's what champions do. How was it for the champion over the holiday? Did you get to have some chill time?
Yeah, I did actually. So right now, currently at CSW, I'm suspended for the next coming up show because I hit the general manager Marco there. So yeah, so I got a lot of free time over there. But while I got free time over there, I'm still going to different places. I got Kaiju Attack Wrestling. I just did a Berwyn show, LLT. So I'm keeping myself busy. I always keep myself busy, but I'm always ready to defend that title, you know?
Yeah. Well, you said of course, the CSW manager, you slapped him in the face, you laid him on his behind. He probably made a mistake doing that. I'm thinking, like, what did he have to do to piss you off?
It usually takes a lot, so he did something wrong. No, so pretty much what happened was, there is this guy, his name's Brubaker. He's big in the Chicago area. He's a great worker. So him and I, he kind of tried getting involved in my match a few months back. It was a triple threat. I guess he was trying to find a female manager. I guess I didn't fit that for him, so he just gave me a little clothesline and knocked me on my ass, giving me a little cheap shot, but it's all right, I could take it. So that happened, so then I had to get him back. I had him back with a chair a few months after that. From there, now where we are is him and I just had a match for his title, so the CSW World Heavyweight title, the male's title. So, and that you can find on YouTube. And it was intense. There was a lot of emotion. I had family in the crowd, and they were, like, holding back. They wanted to get in there and beat this guy's ass with me. I'm like, no, don't worry. I got it myself. but he ended up slipping something in my tights because he knew he couldn't pin me. And I got disqualified. Obviously, I got very upset for multiple reasons, and I kind of, that, you know, Chicago girl in me came out, and I got a little crazy on him, that European girl in me came out. got a little crazy on him. Marco came out. He tried sending his little goons to stop me. They didn't stop me. And so then he tried himself, and he made a mistake getting in my face, and he found out what happens if you get in the champ's face. So because of that, he suspended me, and that's all right. I'm going to come back. It's just 1 month. I could do it.
One month would be like a breeze. And like you just said, I mean, Chi-Town, Chicago is going to be crazy because, you know, of course, like we said, Missa Caden, when she wants to get her revenge, you know, mofos are going to get hurt. So I wouldn't want to be them.
That's
so
right.
It's definitely going to be in the next few upcoming months. It's going to be interesting in CSW, in which, you know, it's going to happen with the champion, because we all know in any promotion, the champion is the top person, which the headlines are around, the spotlight's on them. So, but we all know that you'll definitely handle your business, and that's what you're great at doing, and handling your business in, of course, the world of professional wrestling. Now, Miss Kate, can you tell everyone listening live, your fans, one word to describe your start in the world of professional wrestling?
Oh, that's a freaking fantastic question. Just one. Not unusual. Unpredictable, I guess. I never go about anything the right way, quote unquote, or a traditional way, which is how I like it. But yeah, I mean, there's always a bunch of ups and downs, of course. I actually, and if my mom's listening to this, she's going to find out now, so, but I actually trained for about 6-7 months without anybody knowing except for a small group of my friends, because I wanted to make sure, not only, like, did I want to do it, I already knew I wanted to do it, but I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it. So I took those 6-7 months to kind of really be like, okay, do I got this or do I not? Because if I don't have this, then what am I doing here? But, so I kind of kept it a secret and finally came out. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm a pro wrestler, so this is my thing. I love it. I don't really care. Who knows? Who doesn't know? I never do anything the traditional way. I kept everything under wraps.
Yeah, and you said for you, the one word to describe it when you got involved into professional wrestling was unpredictable. And I mean, like you said, either you have it or you don't. But I think there's two different sides of the groups of people who are wrestling. People who just want to just see I just want to try this out. But then, like, on your, you know, on your side of the group, where there's people who want to do it, who are thirsty to get into wrestling. So I think you have two different sides of that, of who wants to get into wrestling. Mm-hmm. But you have two different, you know, pages of, you know, who wants to do it.
I agree, yeah.
Now, I definitely, when you told me about this, we've been talking over weeks to get the show together. You're making your appearance on here on Between the Ropes Radio. You told me, I think this is insane, and you're here back to this point doing what you're doing best, and that's kick butt in the ring. You tore both your, you know, ACL, like, And for me, most people, it would affect them, and they probably wouldn't be able to do anything from that point on. But you're still doing it. You're wrestling. I'm thinking, like, how the freak does she even recover from that to be like the CSW Women's Champion? I mean, I think that's incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually, in high school, I tore both of them. I've always been an athlete ever since, like, I could walk. My mom's like, all right, I need to get you in sports because you're just moving too fast and I can't keep up with you, so you got to get this energy out. So she always tried putting me in different stuff. I've done everything from, like, T-ball to basketball to figure skating to gymnastics. Like, you go on and on and on. But the one thing that always stuck with me was soccer. And I don't know if you know or how familiar you are with soccer. It's very hard, especially for females, it's very hard on their knees. So because of that, years of wear and tear, mixture of other sports and everything, my freshman year of high school, I tore my first ACL, and I did it pivoting. I was on a really shitty field, and it just my leg was facing one way, and I turned completely the other way. So that was the first one. I was out. I had the full recovery time for that, which is like 8 to 9 months. So I got the rehab and everything, and then I just wanted to, again, I'm competitive, but I'm competitive within myself. So I'm like, okay, I got to prove to myself that I can go out there and do this and shake this off, and it's whatever. So got back out there, and 2 years later, my junior year now of high school, I tore my other one because of overcompensation. And this one I came down and I hyperextended. But with this one, I actually came back early because I wanted to make sure I made my senior year, because I'm like, you know what, I just did the past 3 years. I had a surgery in one. I'm definitely going out 4 years. I'm doing it. So I came back. I almost came back in 3 months, but the doctor said, no, like, let's hold off. Just give it another more month, please. Like, he was like, just don't jump back so far or too soon. So I came back roughly four and a half months to play my senior year of high school. So yeah, it was fun. But I had the braces, too, and I think if I didn't have the braces, I would have been like, yeah, I need a lot of time to recover here. But I had two braces that backed me up, made sure my knee was sturdy. And, yeah, I mean, I was fortunate. I have great doctors and a great team that helped me, so they knew what my goal was. But, yeah, long story short.
I have to say, the fact that, of course, Miss Kate came back from, like I said, pretty much, she tore both her ACLs. I mean, that's definitely, for her to come back is a sweet deal. Another sweet deal is the fact that she is live on Between the Ropes Radio, which means fans of hers listening live all over the world here on blogtalkradio.com, call in and talk to us. Like I said, the CSW champion is here, 646-716-5926, here on the returning episode of Between the Ropes Radio. And, of course, like you said, of course, you're competitive. Me, like, I'm competitive in a sense where I get competitive if I lose an Uno, which is kind of sad, but
I do too. I play a mean board game. I get competitive in anything, you know? Yahtzee, I'm just like, oh, I gotta have that, you know? But it's all right.
But the one game I'm very competitive in, I will never play it again. I love Uno. But if anybody listening live to the show, of course, like I said, Miss Kate, if you have to, you know, I want to know if you played this game too. One game I cannot stand is Phase 10. Can't stand the game. If I'm around, like, my friends, if somebody plays Phase 10, I'm like, I'm out, I'm leaving. I just can't deal with it.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
It's like a game where you have to add up all your cards in one pile. You got, like, four different piles of cards.
Oh, it's math. I'm already out.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just like, you know, the one time I played, I thought I won. And they're like, no, you didn't win. I was like, wait, I thought I won. They're like, you got to add up this amount of cards now. I was like, you know what, just put me down as a forfeit. So I just quit. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, once it comes to math, I'm like, this isn't a game anymore. This is school. I'm not doing this.
But I know the one thing, it's crazy. Like, some of these games, but like I said, for me personally, it would definitely be Monopoly and Uno for me. Everybody listen to the show. I mean, you never know what happens on the show. We could talk about wrestling, board games. Hey, it is what happens here on the show. But
yeah.
Phase 10, like I said, all my fans, I love you. But Phase 10, I don't like it. If you like it, that's fine, but I can't stand it. So
I'm going to have to go try to play this now, though. I'm interested how this is going to work.
Yeah, definitely give it a try. And if you like it, that's cool. But you'll probably say, if you hate it, you'll say, yeah, Tyler's right. I don't understand it. And you'll probably say the same thing. Put me down
probably.
As an F, as a forfeit.
Yeah.
Now, of course, likely. I definitely have to ask you, your name, of course, Miss Kate, both to me, both S's, they slide. Like when you say it, it's just a name that just moves on along. How did you come up with the name Miss Kate? I actually like it. I mean, it's just something that just like, it's like, ooh, you know, just boom, real quick, simple.
It's different, right? Thanks.
Yep.
No, actually, so it's, ever since I was little, I always wanted my name to actually be my name. You know, everybody always comes up with these completely different names, like Sasha Banks, for example, her real name's Mercedes, or who's Seth Rollins, I think his name's like Colby or something. I'm just like, why would you? I get because of WWE or whatever they want to brand, but I'm just like, I can't choose. I'm like, that's not me, that's not my name. So I always wanted to have something even close. So my full name is Melissa Kathleen Tyler. So when I was little, my family and like my close family members, they would always call me Missa, short for Melissa. Now, the Kate comes from Kathleen, so my middle name is Kathleen. I just kind of shortened it. My aunt, she'll actually be happy if she listens to this. I'll make sure she does just to hear this part. She takes credit for it. She used to call me Missa K. And I was just like, Missa K. I'm like, oh, Kate, just Missa Kate. That's my ring name now. So that's just kind of, it's simple, but I was like, it just has to be my name. So nothing crazy.
I still believe when it comes to being a professional wrestler, you always have to have that name. I mean, of course, there's nothing wrong with having something that's simple and right to the point, but when you have something that just, like your name, it just slides, it's kind of like being on, you just slide in the kitchen on water that's spilled on the floor, a name that just slides on in, and of course the fans like it. But, I mean, I just think that when you got a name like Jumpin' Joe, that's like too original, or, you know, I just threw it out there. That's something.
Yeah,
something
I get you. It's like generic
it.
Kind of.
Yeah, you need something that's different that the fans have never heard before,
yeah.
Because, like we all know in wrestling, you want fans to open their eyes, open their ears, and say, I like that. But your name definitely, it stands out.
Thank you. Yeah, that's one thing, too. I was like, there's a bunch of Melissas. Like, you got Cheerleader Melissa, just one. There's a couple different ones, but I was just like, yeah, I'm not going to do Melissa because it's out there, right? So I was like, nobody has a nickname Missa. I'm like, there you go. Bam, done. Sealed.
Now, of course, we're, Mr. Kate, we're getting to the point of the show where we do some segments we have coming up here. And the first one here, I just started this, the first time I'm doing this, I call it time for the Champion's Corner, which you being a champion, of course. Now, for you becoming the first ever CSW Women's Champion, what do you want to add, like, to the title for CSW?
So, a lot, actually. I want to, especially now, because women's wrestling is actually coming around, and people are like, oh, these chicks could actually work, and they could actually wrestle. I want to try to, especially at CSW, we've had different faces. Lainey Lux, a regular face there. You had Sierra. And now we're getting even more girls there. Heather Reckless, Savannah Stone. So I just want to continue to keep bringing in girls there, and I mean, they're gonna have to go through me because I'm the champ, right? But I'm more than happy to work anybody there, have a match with anybody who wants a shot, more than welcome to. I'm always open, but yeah, I just mainly want to open that path, or I don't know how to say it, but yeah, I just want to, because CSW has started to get more female wrestlers, so I'm like, yes, we have a belt now we have something to fight for. Now girls could come here for a reason. So, yeah, there's a bunch of that. And I'm just so excited for it. I'm excited to see what we got planned for the future here.
That's right.
After take care of Brew Baker.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take care of business. I mean, you being a champion, like you said, CSW just started their, you know, of course, their women's division is getting bigger. I mean, you're the first ever women's champion other promotion, which means, like you said, girls are going to be knocking on your back door to get a shot at the title. And, of course, brings me to the next question. You won the belt in a triple threat match, as we all know, they could be insane. Now, if you have a next one, like your next, suppose you have another one coming up, suppose tomorrow, what would your game plan be from the one that you had when you first won the belt? Would it be the same or different, or depends on the opponents?
So the one I actually have Friday, it's not at CSW, but it is going to be an elimination match between seven, including myself. There's seven of us. So I got to get over that hill too. And Jordan Grace is going to be in there too, which I'm excited for that. I'm a little nervous. She could throw girls around like a rag doll. So I'm like, I got to put my game face on. I got to get through that. I'm suspended. And then after that, I got Brubaker. I mean, I could take a girl on the same night as Brubaker. I really don't care. But, kind of forgot your question here. I went into my little rant. I was like, oh, I guess what's going on. But, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm just ready to go. I'm ready to defend the title.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, like we were just talking about, the fact that, you know, CSW just unveiled the new women's title. The more title matches that you have, the better you'll get, the better make the promotion. So it's the sky's the limit right now for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited. I just remembered it now. Sorry, delayed over here. Nah. But, yeah, so like you said, it was a triple threat. I mean, I'm open to doing that again. I could do an elimination match again for the CSW championship. We could do maybe a gauntlet match. You know, I'm always open to anything. I'm open to any ideas. Like I said, I'm a competitive person, and more than anything, I'm competitive with myself to prove that I can do stuff. So, I mean, put me in any situation, I'm going to try to do my best in it. Throw anything at me, I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just like you said, I think the biggest factor of the whole thing is, you know, it's you get better as a performer, who you face. And like you said, we talked about earlier, now the fact that the women's division is now growing now, more people are going to be coming to Chicago to wrestle you. And pretty much to sum up, your summer is going to be pretty damn busy, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, though. I'm looking forward to it. And, like you said, every match, you not only do you get better, but you learn good, bad, or just blah. You always learn something and take away something from that match. So I never, when people always, I've had like, oh, what's the worst match? I mean, I can think of a couple, but I'm like, you know, this was bad, but I'm like, I learned how to do this from it, and I learned to go this way instead of that way. So, I don't really think there's ever a bad match. You just always learn.
Now, of course, Mrs. Kate, here, the way we do things here on Between the Ropes Radio, and like I said, this is your first ever wrestling podcast. This is your first time on Between the Ropes Radio, but I got to do it because I do this to every guest. And this part of the show, you got to put the thinking cap on. All my guests, they love it, and any guest knows. Guests I've had, they know where I'm about to go with this. This next segment, I call this the Between the this is the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center, where this is a question out of the blue, where you want to be like, damn, that's pretty good. So you ready for the question?
We'll see.
Okay, so the question goes, CSW is holding a huge show in Chicago for you, the champ. Now, the event poster is revealed. Now, one word to describe the event for you, what would it be?
Very good one. Ooh, you're right with these creative questions. You caught me off guard here. I'm not ready for it. I mean, would it be corny if I just said Chicago? Because, I mean, Chicago has a bunch of different meanings to it, I feel like, so I could tie it all into one, you know? Chicago gets a bad rap, but there's also a bunch of positives out of here. We're actually a really fun city, despite whatever's on the news all the time. Like, don't get us wrong. We can still get down and grapple and get a little, you know, hardcore, but we can still know how to have a fun time. So, I mean, and that's kind of what you get when you come to the CSW show. You get a mixture of everything. You get hard-hitting. You get to enjoy your time. You can enjoy time with family. So, yeah, Chicago.
most importantly, though, when you go to a CSW show, you get Miss Kate, and that's the biggest thing of all. You get the complete package. You get the world. You get the women's. You get the hell yeah. You get the women's champion. That's the biggest bonus that you can actually have and want to have as a wrestling fan.
You're so sweet.
Now, of course, Mr. Kate, this has been an absolute awesome episode of Between the Ropes Radio, your first ever wrestling podcast appearance, and we're going to end this show out by asking you, of course, so where can we all pack our, you know, Fig Newtons? Well, Fig Newtons are for me because I love Fig Newtons, but if we could pack all of our, you know, for me, I'll be packing my Fig Newtons, everybody else be packing their other stuff for the trip, so we can see where you will be in action next. What's up next for the champ?
So next I have Kaiju and Berwyn, so Kaiju Attack Wrestling and Berwyn for that elimination match. That is this Friday until, I think that's the only show I have until next weekend. Last weekend I had a triple shot. But yeah, and then if you have, for any of my future shows, because I'm totally blanking right now, because I don't want to get anything wrong, but yeah, you can follow me on social media, everything's MissaKate11, MissaKate, number 11. On Facebook, on Instagram, and Twitter. So I try to keep up to date with my upcoming shows there. So if you want to find me, go find me there.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard what the lady said. Of course, definitely check out the CSW, first ever CSW Women's Champion. Of course, the one and only Missa Kate. Like I said, she is definitely doing big things in this promotion. Chicago, I'm sure she's going to be all over the world doing big and huge things. And I got to ask you, Mr. Caton, I know you, when you do come back on Between the Ropes Radio, what's that chance from 1 to 10 of you coming back on the show to talk to your boy, Ty Asbury?
I'll say 11. How about that?
I get an 11. I don't really get a lot of 11s, but I got me a freaking 11. I'll definitely take that. That's definitely
my lucky
much appreciated.
Number. It's my lucky number.
Yes, yeah, lucky number two. Well, I definitely really appreciate that. But like I told everybody listening live, definitely check out this young lady. She's doing big things in wrestling. And of course, most importantly,
you.
If you're in the Chicago area, check out CSW. Mr. Kate, thank you very, very much for joining me
thank
on the returning
you,
episode of Between the Ropes Radio, your first ever wrestling podcast appearance, and you're definitely welcome back here on the show anytime.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Ty. I really appreciate it. It was fun.
Definitely was an honor, and have a great and a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
You know, of course, this episode was sweet. Super sweet. And of course, a sweetheart just left her mark here on Between the Ropes Radio. My live guest was from CSW to CSW Women's Champion. My live guest was Miss Kate. This is your boy Ty Asbury. Thank you as always for listening to the returning episode of Between the Ropes Radio. Of course, I'm your boy Ty Asbury. Have a great day. God bless. Love yourself. Love others. I'm out. Peace.
Between the ropes, nothing else will come close. The number one radio show, this what we know. To be the best in action and it shows. Between the ropes, radio show. Between the ropes, nothing else come close. The number one radio show, this what we know. Just to be in action and it shows. Between the ropes, radio show. Yeah. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast up here letting you know. Tyron Asbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he here to break us over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all. We here to speak the truth for you. You know I'm winning, y'all. Go. Between the ropes, nothing else will come close. The number one radio show, this what we know. To be the best in action and it shows. Between the ropes, radio show. Between the ropes, nothing else come close. The number one radio show, this what we